According to a recently filed tax document, the America Project, which is a national nonprofit that's been focused on the country's voting system, spent $1.2 million funding lawyers and groups in Michigan during the 2022 election year. Craig Mauger, state government and politics reporter for the Detroit News, wrote an article about this. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You always uncover details, nooks and crannies. This article can be confusing. Can you sort of give the gist of why this is important?
Well, it's important because there have been a lot of questions surrounding where the money has come from to support the lawyers and organizations that have promoted these very, you know, many of them false, others of them simply just unproven claims that there was widespread election fraud in the 2020 election, that there's something fundamentally wrong with the way our country counts votes and casts votes. There have been questions, where is this money coming from? This tax document shines a lot of light on that. And in Michigan, which is a battleground state, $1.2 million has flowed to these individuals from this national group called the America Project, which is funded at least in part by Patrick Byrne, who is the former CEO of Overstock.com.
And Trump's one-time national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Exactly. Michael Flynn and Patrick Byrne were the co-founders of the America Project, which is based in Florida. It's been involved in politics now for a couple of years. It's involved in a lot of battleground states, but it was heavy spending in Michigan in 2022 during our gubernatorial election. This nonprofit spent about $13 million across the country. $1.2 million of that was on entities that were specifically in the state of Michigan, including a $700,000 expenditure, $700,000 to one organization that it's unclear who is running the organization, what the organization did with that large sum of money. That organization is called United States Election Investigation and Lawsuits. It initially formed as a nonprofit. There's been some reporting by another outlet that it never actually got nonprofit status. Some of the individuals involved in it were also involved in the scheme to get their hands on voting machines that were used in the 2020 election that led to criminal charges. So there's a lot of questions here that are still unanswered that we're going to be digging into.
You know, the former president's involvement in founding the America Project, it's drawn attention to its activities. How do you interpret Trump's role in this context, particularly considering his past claims of election fraud?
You know, it's a good question. I mean, there are people who were supporters of former President Trump and close to him that were directly involved in this organization. When Trump was leading this push to try to overturn and question what happened in the 2020 presidential election, Michael Flynn was right there, played a large role in that. He's playing a large role in the America Project. So there are direct ties there between Trump and what this organization has done. Trump has continued to echo these claims that there was something seriously and fundamentally wrong with what happened with Michigan's election in 2020. So this organization has done a lot to keep those ideas alive, to try to, it appears they funded a recount of two ballot proposals that passed in 2022. All of this, you know, as Chris Thomas, Michigan's former elections director, told me in the story, all of this keeps the conspiracy alive that something was wrong. And there have been, you know, a lot of people who thought, oh, eventually people are going to move past the 2020 presidential election, but it hasn't happened. And a lot of that is thanks to a groups like the America Project.
So, I mean, were these substantive legal challenges that were waged, or was it basically just noisemaking?
I mean, a lot of these legal challenges have not been successful. A lot of them have been lawsuits, including litigation that's been brought by Stephanie Lambert. She is one of the people, her law office received $400,000 through this organization in 2022. If you don't know who Stephanie Lambert is, she is accused of leading that campaign to improperly access and run tests on voting machines that were used in Michigan's 2020 presidential election. She has filed a lot of lawsuits that have not been successful. Some of this money, it appears, went to these two recounts of Proposal 2, which was the early voting measure, and Proposal 3, which was the abortion rights measure from 2022, which seems like a lifetime ago now, but they had these recounts. They paid some amount of money, at least $100,000, to make those recounts happen. Those recounts did not find fraud in the vote counting of those two proposals. Instead, they backed up the results. There have been other litigation, smaller lawsuits that are still alive, and I would think some supporters of the America Project will say that they have had some successful lawsuits, and to some degree, there have been some minor suits involving poll challengers that are out mm-hmm. there, and they could potentially win on. So, I mean, I'm not going to say they've lost all of these, but the major ones, they have not won.
Craig, on Twitter, a lot of people, you're getting backlash on Twitter, people saying you report fake news, to which you say this was a tax filing and here's the tax filing, look at it yourself. What about people out there who say, okay, so money was used for a recount that showed there was no election fraud. What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying there's necessarily something wrong with it. I'm saying that, you know, I think this is information that's pertinent to the public, that people should know who's funding these groups. There are questions about where do lawyers like Stephanie Lambert that are involved in all of these suits to challenge election results in our state get their money. This shows it. There are some real questions that former Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer has advanced about. He has said that under the state's campaign finance laws, that if you pay money for a recount of a ballot proposal, you should have to disclose where your money is coming from, who the actual donors are, and these groups have not done that yet in terms of state disclosures. So, I mean, this is all, I think, relevant to what's happening in our state and newsworthy to people to at least have the chance, if they want to know what's going on here.
What do you think should be done to make sure we have greater transparency and accountability in campaign finance, you know, particularly concerning organizations like America Project?
You know, there's a massive debate happening in Lansing right now about the role of 501c4 nonprofit organizations. I hate to get into all of that with some of these groups that have got funding from the America Project, because it's not exactly clear what type of legal entities they are. But when it comes to the America Project itself, this is not uncommon to have 501c4s like them funding policy debates. It happens all the time. There's not really at the state level a disclosure apparatus to track where the money's coming from. It's up to reporters to try to get these tax filings and dig into it. So I view it as a key part of my role.
Craig, only a minute left, but we know that there's going to be two special elections on Tuesday. It could bring the Democrats back into the majority in the House. What legislation waits in the wings if that should happen?
Well, that's
parental
consent,
for instance.
Yeah, that's a possible proposal. The Senate Majority Leader has voiced interest in this. Tons of discussion about economic development policy. That's the focus of Governor Whitmer right now. She wants to see more tools to go track down businesses and bring jobs here. That's something to watch. And number one overall, the state budget. They've got to get the state budget done this summer. It can be tough to do it during an election year. The budget affects everyone's life in this state, lives in this state. People should be watching that.
Craig Mauger, always doing the digging. Read his articles in the Detroit News. We appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thank you. I'll have a great Friday.
You too. Coming up next, gun locks will soon be available for free. We'll talk about that next at 7:35.